和尚，
First homage to the
Master. 大家正空上师
，To Master Sakya Zenkong.
法华王卡玛巴，图登。
The 16th Dharma King Karmapa and Master Thupten Dorje.
三乘三宝。
Homage to the three jewels sent on the altar.
各位上
师母 the presiding master, Master Lian Zai, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, and all disciples, everybody watching over the internet, let all be well.
那我们今天再继续讲。
Today we will continue to expound on the Platform Sutra of the Six Patriarchs.
六祖啊，讲这个不是攀在洞。
When the Six Patriarchs said that it was not the wind who moved, and
行者的心
neither was the flag.A banner that was moving. It's actually the mind
讲大家非常的惊讶
that was moving. When he said that, everybody was surprised.
那中大和尚啊,
so the great monk In Zong,
他讲涅槃经的时候, 听到六祖,
in expounding the Mahaparinirvana Sutra,
啊, 到
前面来, and heard the statement made by Hui Neng.Ask Hui Neng to come forward.
他知道这位行者六祖啊。
And he knew that the sixth patriarch
是直接讲到心
had spoken directly to the mind.
啊，不是一般人的眼睛看的。
It's not something that's ordinarily seen, with the eyes or heard with the ears, or things that we.By the brains, but directly pointing to the mind or the heart. So the great monk asked the six patriarchs a lot of the essence. And
虽然是很简单很短的回答
Hui Neng's answers were very short and brief.
印中大
and although brief,
感觉到非常的有法味
was filled with the Dharma taste.
这样子让他觉得意味深长
So it made the great monk In Zong feltvery extraordinary.
这个听说六祖
Then the great monk In Zong asked, I heard that the sixth patriarch
六祖已经到南方来了
came southwards.
莫非就是你啊?
Is he you?
是不是你?
Are you the sixth patriarch?
慧能他没有讲说就是我
Hui Neng didn't say yes, that was it, but instead he said,
他不敢就是
he humbly said,
啊,
不敢就是正式在下, I am not good enough for it. And that indicated that, that the sixth patriarch was him.
六祖在他面前, 他就向他顶礼。
So when the great monk In Zong knew that in front of him stood the sixth patriarch, he kneeled down and prostrated to the sixth patriarch, paid homage to the sixth patriarch. And then the sixth patriarch took out the patriarch robe and showed it to everybody in the audience.
这里面谈到六祖回答都很简短，但是非常的。
So, although Hui Neng's answers are very brief, but they are very profound.
不用太多。
Actually, when we answer,
很多人始终
问 there's no need to be lengthy.
他回答一句就可以，他不是他
a lot of people, when Grandmaster asks questions, they don't answer to the point, but it's like water flowing. And like the water hitting a branch, and it's very lengthy and never ending. But there's no need for that. The queen essence of the Buddhist Dharma, or the Buddha Dharma, or the Buddha Sutras, concise and brief. Just a few short words. And the true Buddha nature is the same. Talking about the ordinary mind,
like
today on the way to dinner, I saw Yi Xian, Erica. Some people felt her dance last Sunday
是怎么样,
was, well, I don't care how it was.
人家问我, 余仙跳得怎么样?
Someone asked me,
好,
how did Erica dance? I just say, good.
人家问我说, 好在哪里?
And then that person asked, how good is it?
啊, 奇怪的, 怪,
and then I said, strange.
怪,
just one word.
诶? 跳得怪怎么会是好呢?
How could strange be good?
我也很简单回答,
then my answer was also short.
他在运动,
she's exercising, so, and we are happy.
啊, 他在运动, 我们开心,
she's exercising, and
回答就是,
we are happy. So the answer is simple like that.
怪,
how good was it? Strange.
你想要跳像她那个样子,
in order to dance like hers, it would be impossible.
啊, 你礼拜天你看到她在,
so last Sunday,
跳舞,
if you saw her dance, then you would know.
没有看到的,
what I mean.
当然是没有办法,
of course, it would be hard for you to imagine if you didn't see her.
觉得怪, 但是,
but if you seen her,
我们看了,
strange, but we would be happy seeing it. Why? Would be happy watching it. Why? Because nobody else could dance like that.
啊, 余仙她今天跟我讲, 她以后不跳了,
so Erica told me today, she will never dance again in the future. So I asked her,
为什么不跳呢?
Why not?
你为什么不跳呢?
Why don't you dance again?
因为那是你自己本身的, 能够所表演的很自然的,
because that was something that that you can do naturally. It's your way. It's your personality.
余仙讲说,
and then Erica said, she's afraid that it would hurt our eyes.
我说不会,
and I said, no, it won't. Our eyes see in a, from a great distance, so it will not affect our eyes.
没有你跳, 那个礼拜天的那些正常的表演,
those normal show or performances on Sunday are not too attractive.
自然的表演,
because you give the performance naturally, and it's up to them, up to the audience, whether they want to see or not. This is how I perform. If you don't see it, then maybe you are at the disadvantage. That's your nature. That's your ordinariness. And the audience becomes the ones who are strange. So don't worry. You can continue to dance.
啊, 进到餐厅以后呢, 这个,
so after I got to the dining hall,
都坐了,
the master table for the masters are filled except one seat. Master De Hui did not come. And someone said, we should notify Master De Hui that the meals this evening are pretty good. He should come. So I asked Lian Ning and Lian Jie, why wasn't Master De Hui present? And the answer is very short, busy. It's one word. Why didn't he finish earlier? And they said, he's been busy since the afternoon. He's busy with the internet. That's what they said. Since he's busy since the afternoons until he did not even have time for dinner, why didn't he start in the morning then? Then he could start being busy earlier and not waiting until the afternoon. Then you can at least have your dinner. And then Lian Ning and Lian Jie said, because he likes to eat the beef noodle soup outside. So that's natural for him. If he wants to eat, he comes to eat. If he's not, then he doesn't eat. But Grandmaster will be present for every meal. Because if I don't eat here, there's nothing else for me. Ordinary mind is the Tao. So the answers of the six patriarchs, very short, brief, and concise. I remember there was a student asking a Zen master,
这个如何
how can we be enlightened?
只讲一个字, 就是急, 急啊,
and the answer was only one word.
急是就是精进嘛,
diligence.
急不是精进吗? 赶快,
effort.
精进的去了生死, 就是精进嘛, 再问,
So you need to put in your best effort to transcend your life and death. So the next question was, how can we obtain the ultimate truth? And the answer was, just look at the water. What does it mean? Then go look at the water. At the Lake Sammamish, there's water. So the answer was brief. There are waves on the water, but underneath, at the bottom of the water, there's no waves. Both, whether there are waves with waves or no waves, they are water. They are both water. This is the answer. So answers are always brief. So Hui Neng's answers too. But the great monk Yin Zong, hearing that, felt filled with Dharma joy. So the great monk Yin Zong,
应该是老和尚, 比较年纪,
should be quite senior and elderly. And the six patriarchs should be rather young.
六祖顶礼,
but he paid homage to the six patriarchs.
已经开悟,
Because the sixth patriarch was already enlightened.
所以他执弟子的礼跟他顶礼。
So, with the role as a disciple, he paid homage to the sixth patriarch.
以前呢、啊，帮师尊剃度的。
So,
果贤大和尚。
The monk who ordained or who performed the ordination for Grand Master was the great monk Guo Xian. So we can say that the great monk Guo Xian was an ordination teacher of Grand Master. But the great monk Guo Xian was also paid homage to Grand Master, paid obeisance to Grand Master.So he is both Grand Master's ordination masters as well as Grand Master's disciple. So the great monk Yinzong was the ordination master of the sixth patriarch. But at the same time, he's also the disciple of the sixth patriarch, or became the disciple of the sixth patriarch.So it depends on who is enlightened first.
这个师父的教导，大部分很多佛弟子都能够明白。
So the teachings and the guidance of the gurus can be understood by a lot of Buddhist disciples.
这个真佛宗的弟子，有几个真佛宗的弟子。
Not like some true Buddha disciples.Who paid homage to Grand Master. But one day after they felt they became enlightened, they did not pay homage to Grand Master anymore. So when they saw Grand Master, they just looked like this. They did not know the role of a disciple. The ethics.This indicated that they are not truly enlightened.
谁给你开悟？
谁？ You need to remember who guided you toward the enlightenment and who led you toward the Buddha, the Buddha, Buddhist gates. And who are your gurus or your teachers? So if you feel you're so superior and you're so high up,and you don't pay homage anymore to your teachers, then that's not right. So the great monk Yinzong, after hearing these few statements of Hui Neng, immediately pay homage to the sixth patriarch. This shows respect to the Buddha Dharma and to the enlightenment. That's respect.
这个道理一定要大家明白。
So we all need to understand this concept.
这个印宗大和尚问，他就问六祖。
And the great monk 印宗 asked the sixth patriarch,
是如何教你
？How did the fifth patriarch teach you so that you can gain the enlightenment or see your Buddha nature?
这个六祖回答
The sixth patriarch replied,
他就是教我见性。
He taught me to see the Buddha nature. To see the nature.
问啊，为何不谈？
And then the great monk asked,
禅定跟解脱呢？为什么没有谈禅？
Why didn't he talk about meditation and liberation?
这个六祖回答，
And the sixth patriarch replied,
就是见性。
Seeing the nature is seeing the nature.
解脱只是方法。
Meditation and liberations are only skillful means, are only means or methods.
见性就是见性。
They're different. So seeing the nature is seeing the nature. Meditation is meditation.
二者不一样。
You're not the same.
Okay, 好，我会禅定了。
You think that you are able to meditate and therefore you see the nature. That's not the case. You need to be able to obtain the greatest wisdom through meditation. Once you embody the greatest wisdom, then you can gain enlightenment and you can see your nature, the self-nature. So meditation and liberations are only methods, and seeing the nature is seeing the nature. So that was the answer of the six patterns. And this includes the Buddhist method of non-dualism. Non-dualism means totalism. Only one answer. Only one. There's no others.
So in this Buddhist heart,
so, in the essence of the Buddha's mind,
不二门的意思就是没有第二个,
non-dualism means there's no others. And that is the authentic answer.
所以我教大家参啊, 参悟啊,
so, I'm asking you to ponder on the enlightenment. Just a few statements, 5 words, 7 words, or at most 8 words, or a statement, and once you make the statement, then it's all clear. But the statement embodies many Buddha Dharma. Just this one statement embodies all the Dharma of the whole universe. Then, only this is called the true enlightenment. So in the Platform Sutra, what was this course in the Platform Sutra?
不是很多字,
the Sixth Patriarch was not well educated and did not know much vocabularies and did not read many sutras. But he could answer all the profundity of all the Buddhist sutras through his one statement. So we can call him one with the great wisdom. That's why he's a patriarch. Just now, we've talked about the answers of the Six Patriarchs are very brief and concise, and it's filled with Dharma taste, and does not contain any incorrect information. Talking about mistaken statements, there's a joke about this. Someone went for an interview in looking for a job. And he made the wrong statement. So he was not hired.
旁边的人问他说,
and then someone next to him asked him,
what
wrong statement did you make?
就问他,
because the interviewer asked him,
工作, 你可以胜任吗? 哦, 可以做得很好吗?
Can you do a good job in this position? And his answer,
闭着眼睛我都可以做得很好,
I can do it even with my closed eyes, to show his great confidence.
但是他讲错话了,
But that was the wrong statement.
面试的工作,
because the position he was interviewing for was a night guard. Security guard.
你夜间的警卫,
so how could you say that you can do a good job with closed eyes? Because as a night guard, you have to open your eyes. Or keep your eyes open. So with respect to Buddha Dharma, we don't make wrong statements. Once you're enlightened, any statements you make will not be incorrect. You will always be clear about the enlightenment.
所以刚刚啊, 这个,
you will always know. So just now, Master Lian Zai mentioned
平常心,
about the ordinary, that the ordinary mind is the Tao.
问南泉禅师,
that the monk, Zhao Zuo, asked his guru, Zen Master Nan Quan,
平常心,
the master answered that ordinary mind is the Tao.
马祖道一那里,
and that came from Ma Zu Dao Yi, that the ordinary mind is the Tao. At those times, there were two high adepts. In the north, it's called Shi Tou Si Qian. And in the south, it's Ma Zu Dao Yi. They were Zen masters. So Master Lian Zai just mentioned that the ordinary mind is the Tao. This statement is very profound.
那个宜仙的舞蹈,
and this
宜仙他舞蹈没什么，他是平常心啊。
This relates to the dance of Erika, because Erika's dance is the ordinary mind. And you are the people who make comments are the strange ones. I hope that Erika shouldn't feel bad. That's how I am. That's how I dance. So you've seen it, and that's how I dance. Just regard it as an ordinary dance that is an exercise, and to let everybody see and everybody feel happy. So you exercise and we feel happy, and everybody benefits, and that's ordinary. No big deal.
你不要把别人的好像是说看法或怎么样，或者是
don't let yourself be influenced by other people's views or thoughts.
这个就是说,
don't put it in your heart. This is what Master Lian Zai was talking about earlier. It's no big deal. Don't let it sink in. That's how I am.
所以宜仙本身的这个身上的气啊, 他身上的气,
Erika's qi or vital energy is quite natural.
他不是一个有这个
This is not cunning or scheming or with evil intentions. It's not. It's just like that. Just ordinary mind. That's very close to the Tao already. No big deal. Don't put it in your heart saying that you will not dance anymore in the future. If you don't dance anymore, then you will not be able to develop your ordinary mind.
那连在上次讲啊, 这个无私,
Master Lian Zai talked about
道啊, 不是一个人的, 无私, 甚至无忌, 无忌, 就没有好坏善恶,
that talking about no self
and
no records, which means there's no virtue, no good or no bad, no virtues or no evil. You know what the ordinary mind is? It's basically the unrecorded. So nothing is recorded in your heart. That everything just flows naturally. And it's not created, and it just flows naturally. That all your speech and conducts would fit in the Tao, would basically go with the Tao. Like someone else who was dancing was twisting when but you know, however you are, what your nature is, and that's it. There's no need to create it or to do it with certain motives. Then that's the ordinary mind. Or to make yourself be something else. So in your daily lives, if you apply it naturally, then that would result in great applications. Don't put everything in your heart and don't blame everybody else's for their views or opinions. Grandmaster is the same. So if I blame those who criticize or slander me, like those media and magazines, newspapers, then I will not dare to come out here. Then it's the same. In the future, I will not give teachings anymore. I don't want to live anymore. A lot of people are like that. There was someone by the last name Bai.
姓白，一个企业家，姓白。
He's a businessman, entrepreneur, and the media created a rumor about him, and he could not stand it, and he committed suicide by jumping over the bridge. So don't let any of those influence
us.
So, I have self-mastery over myself, and the opinions and the views of others are theirs. That I can sleep well, I eat well, and I live my days happily. So I live happily every day, just like the sages. And I will not be affected or influenced by other people's views and opinions or how they think of me. When I came back to Seattle, there was a senior who came to visit me. Oh, Sung Yen Lu still alive and well, and he's still laughing and happy. And he said, that's good. Of course good. What's bad about anything? Everything is good for me. Even if you pour something really foul and dirty over my head, I still feel free. No big deal. I'm unaffected. I will not let it enter into my heart. And that's good. Everything is good.
So, today, we're in our life.
So today, our two Buddha school is ordinary. But in this ordinariness, there's something extraordinary. And it's different. Something different about it. So Grand Master's Dharma teaching is ordinary. But in this ordinariness, there's something extraordinary. You need to understand how to listen to it. Then you can gain the enlightenment. If you don't, then you thought, oh, it's just ordinary. Grandmaster's talk, telling jokes, but there's teachings or meanings behind it. So asking about Master De Hui, that's ordinary. It's like someone's always late, so we ask, why are you late today? And he answered, oh, because I just got back and I'm late. So why didn't you go out earlier? Because I'm already out, so if I return and then go out again, that would be even later. Now that makes sense too. It's not that it doesn't make sense, it does make sense. So why don't you go out earlier tomorrow? Because my habit is to go out later. You know, that's after I get ready, that's the time. So by the time I got to work, I would be late. Then the supervisors has...
Either way.
So his lateness becomes his habit. So the busyness of Master De Hui is his habits, but I just don't understand what he's so busy about. He often misses dinners. I thought, that's strange. If I miss a meal, I would feel very hungry. But he could miss so many meals. This is also ordinariness. It's his ordinariness. And his ordinariness is different from mine. Although they're different, it is still ordinary. Oh, there's a laughing sound from over there. And that's... laughing is also ordinary. Things in this life. I feel talking about enlightenment, or the literal translation of the Chinese is the true understanding of our inner self and the seeing of our self nature. True understanding of our inner mind. Actually, the answers that were submitted was very good. They have a great realizations compared to the ordinary people. They're way off. They're way above them. They are way above the ordinary people. So the submittants are all very good and has great Dharma taste. And a few already said, already hit the point, only that I have not had the chance to ask why they answered that way. One day, I will ask, and then if I will ask why they answered that way, and then if their explanations was accurate, then they are high adepts. So, their high positions actually are higher than the presidents. See, the status quo of the presidents are already very high. But in the Buddhist realm, their realms already transcending lives and deaths, and presidents can't unnecessarily. So we know that the highest positions are those of the presidents. But they cannot transcend life and death, and they cannot be liberated from the cycles of rebirths. So in the news, we saw that
Obama,
the elect President Obama, his greatest issue at hand is to resolve the U.S. Economic trouble. So this is a major issue that he has to resolve. That he has to resolve this crisis. Of course, he has a lot of worries and troubles about this. Although his election was something glorious, and being able to obtain the highest position was also a good thing, but immediately he also has problems that he has to resolve. And the problem that he has to resolve in the eyes of an enlightened one is not a problem at all, and it's not a cause of troubles or worries. So we are superior to them. So we need to be like what Reverend Yan Yi said, that we want to become the pure spiritual friends. So if you can listen and understand the teachings of the spiritual friend or spiritual companion or teacher, then you can improve your conduct, your integrity, and your virtues. And then you will be free from attachments. Because by freeing yourself from attachments, then you can be liberated from all troubles and worries. Like Grandmaster has no attachments. I don't put anything in my heart. Every day, I'm happy. I don't have any attachments. And once you're attached, then you would start having troubles. So Lin Yi Fa Si said that if you don't have attachment, then you can immediately cut off all your troubles and worries. Of course, you have to gradually train yourself in order to be free of attachments, and how you can have self-mastery over yourselves, and to see through everything and go beyond. So actually, the troubles of the president is not few. Like the president of my home country, Taiwan, President Ma, he's also full of a lot of troubles. According to the news, he hit the tables because he was very angry. So he's quite troubled. Like the American elect president-elect, immediately he has a major problem he has to resolve. So he's also troubled. Not like us, we are free of troubles. We are free of worries. If you don't buy any stocks, and you don't buy any securities or mutual funds, and you still have jobs, then you're free of worries and troubles. And you just have enough money to spend. Of course, if you don't have enough money, then you would be troubled too. But don't worry. If you have no money, you just eat here at the temple.
有一个人啊，接到总统的电话。哦，总统。
Someone got a telephone call from the president.
一般的人而已。
So, president in the high position called someone.
你呀、啊，入阁啊。
Wow, that's incredible. Maybe the president is asking you to become his staff in his administration. So how could the president call you? What did he say? He said, I'm Obama.
I'm Juan Lambert.
And then and the other line said, oh, I'm so-and-so. And then the president said, oh, wrong number. That's all he said, wrong number.
总统不可能打电话给我们。
It's impossible for the president to call anyone here.
都不可能接到总统的电话，因为
like the chief heads, because the president is in a very important and high position.
一定要就是要。
If he made a call to someone, then that someone
邀请。
Is someone to join his administration, become a minister or secretary. Because he has to create his administration. So when you got the phone call, maybe you thought, oh, he asked me to become a minister? But instead he said, wrong number.
接到总统的电话，不要太高兴。
So please don't be too happy when you got a phone call from the president, because he must have made the wrong dial. He must have called the wrong number.
我们还是继续的啊，欢迎大家。
Let's continue to ponder on the enlightenment.To realize the enlightenment. Frankly speaking, it's not a simple matter, but there are several two Buddha disciples who have hit the point. Several. Several. So that's incredible.
上师啊。
So,
那个教授师啊，法师啊。
The masters.And Dharma educators and Dharma teachers have provided good guidance and teachings to them. Om Mani Padme Hum.